Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation set up. Let's say hey and good morning to Mary.
Morning, Mary.
Morning.
Hello.
So what's going on, Mary? Little problems in paradise or what?
I hope not, but it could be. My boyfriend Shane is a lacrosse player for his college team. I was out with a bunch of girls at brunch the other day, and there was this woman seated like across from us, and I'm watching her because she's wearing the same hoodie that Shane has. And it's like,
what?
I love that hoodie. I wear it when I'm at his house. That's why, like, I was really kind of weirded out because I know most of the guy's girlfriends and stuff, and I've never seen this girl before, and this is, like, a team hoodie.
How do you know it's your man's hoodie?
I don't want to sound like I'm hawking this chick or anything, but I'm hawking this chick because I'm like, who the hell is that? And then I see this rip at the collar of the hoodie that matches the rip Shane, my boyfriend's hoodie. It's a pretty significant rip. And I just sort of feel that's really peculiar. I didn't go up to her and ask her anything because I sort of had this pit in my stomach, and I just sort of feeling like really weirded out by it.
Okay.
When I got home, I was looking for the hoodie, and Shane was like, what are you doing? I said I was looking for his hoodie. Where was it? Was it dirty? Did he leave it at the locker room? Like, what's going on? And he told me to stop worrying about it. It's just a hoodie. And I just thought that that was sort of a cover-up. He's cheating on me.
Right.
You know? He didn't have a story. He was not worrying about it. Stop worrying about it.
Well, maybe he lost it. You think he just lost his hoodie?
No, I don't. Like, this is a special hoodie. I know it sounds stupid because it's a hoodie, but I'm telling you, like, this is the team thing.
Was the girl wearing the hoodie, was she hot?
No, wow. No, but she was pretty.
Okay.
I mean, I think we have enough motive for her to think that he could be stepping out on the relationship.
Which is true, but I'm curious, like, besides that hoodie, have you felt anything else? Like, is there a difference?
He seems like a guy when we were first started dating that he's an athlete and he just kind of keeps himself, he's kind of one of those, you know, he doesn't say much. When he does say stuff, it's meaningful. It's just been like a build up of feelings in my stomach.
Have you guys said I love you yet?
Yeah.
When you say I love you, does he say love you or I love you back?
No, he says love you.
Love you, okay.
Wow. Regardless,
obviously he's not cheating then because it's the same thing.
Wow, no. Regardless, some other woman wearing my man's hoodie, unacceptable to me, especially someone you don't know. It's not like a friend that he was letting somebody borrow a hoodie. That's weird. It would make me feel uncomfortable. I don't care how petty or small it is.
No, I get that, but I'm just thinking, what? I've lost many a hoodies. I'm just thinking maybe he lost it and some girl just picked it up and was rocking it. I don't know. Let's just call him up. What's his name again?
Shane.
Let's call Shane. He plays lacrosse.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bad sign.
What's wrong with that? My cousin plays lacrosse.
He's a cheater, too. What? All right, we're going to call Shane up. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation. Ask him one question, Mary.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Obviously, we would love him to say your name. If not, then he has some explaining to do. And we'll give you our show time to get the explanation, okay?
Okay.
We have counselors on standby. If he is cheating on you, do you want to take some counseling or is it one and done?
I'm just done.
Well, regardless, to me, I always feel like you don't know until it actually happens. And you have the options either way. Just like we said, there's counseling services, so...
Do you want the hoodie back if he is cheating?
Wow.
No.
No,
you're done with it? Okay. Ew. Just didn't know if you had an attachment to the hoodie.
No, get it back and burn it.
Okay, there's that.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Can we not? We don't know if he's cheating yet.
Tasha, calm down, bro.
I'm just saying.
Staycation setup. Sub next. It's your morning mess.
Yeah.
Back with a staycation setup. So we talked to Mary a little earlier. She let us know she's been dating her man, Shane. He's a lacrosse player for his college team. And she was out and about and saw another girl wearing his lacrosse hoodie. Now, she noticed it was his hoodie because there was a certain tear on the hoodie. Right, Mary?
Yeah.
And you knew for a fact it was your man's.
Yeah, it's a peculiar tear. It's not just like a seam rip or something. Like, it was torn.
The thing is, Mary, why are you such a punk? Why don't you go up to this girl and say, excuse me,
Joey,
where'd you get that sweater?
I think I didn't want to know. I wanted him to.
That's called fear. You got to stop being a punk, Mary.
No, and also sometimes I like to hold back on my actions because I don't want to lead with emotion because things can get crazy.
No, you lead talking with your hands. Excuse me. Excuse me, girl. Where'd you do get that sweater? You lead by clapping.
No, you don't. The way you would do it is like bump into her in the restroom. Like, hey, oh my God, I love your sweater.
You guys.
Cardi B would run right into her.
Well, we're going to find out right now.
Okay, let's call him up. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation, Mary, and ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. Obviously, we would like for him to say your name. If not, then he has some explaining to do to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready to clap with your hands?
No.
Mary, you ready to clap with your hands?
Just hold on 1 second. We're going to call him up.
Hello?
Good morning. Am I speaking with Shane?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Well, hello, Shane. Thanks for taking the call. My name is Jonathan with the Aurora Hotel, calling with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of a free romantic weekend stay here. So we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
I'm all right. I don't know how you got my number.
I'm not working off of any automated list. There's no computer. Actually, I've got like an old school list of phone numbers in front of me. You are on the top of my list here as our grand prize winner, and I'm just calling to confirm some details for your reservation.
All right, I'll hear you out. What's
Perfect.
Going on?
So it's super simple. Free romantic stay. Put you up in our penthouse suite. We're going to give you our honeymoon package as well. There's no credit card or payment information required unless you do decide to get room service. All I need is just a few questions answered and then a review of your experience after the stay. It's a really good deal.
It's free. I'm down.
So my first question for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. I can put something generic on there, or if you have something that you'd like for me to write down from you, I could take that whenever you're ready.
So can you put, love you so much, and here is something nice for you since you are always doing everything for me.
Second question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
All right, can you put down Ellie?
Is that the girl I saw wearing your hoodie?
So, Shane, we have to let you know you're actually live on the radio on Live 101.5. That's your lady, Mary, who called the show.
So, what is this? What are you doing?
Well, we're the morning mess. We do something called the staycation setup. So, this whole offer with the hotel is fake, but your girlfriend's real, and it sounds like she's real pissed off. Yeah. Do we want to know who Ellie is?
I told you that you can't be stalking other people and
how are you putting this back on her?
I do not stalk people. That girl showed up at brunch where I was with my friends wearing your hoodie, okay? Don't turn this table on you're cheating.
You are definitely cheating, bro. You're definitely trying to Elvis that pelvis or have been Elvising that pelvising. So it's either you're trying or you have been.
Nobody's cheating. I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? We offered you a hotel and you want to take another girl.
I don't understand why you guys are doing this.
Obviously, are you in a relationship with two women? Is that why you probably think that you're not cheating? You're in a relationship in your head with one and not the other?
I'm telling you, you guys just don't understand. You're making it way, way more complicated.
Help us understand. Your girl's on the line right now. Help her understand.
Mary, I told you, I don't do this kind of following.
Okay,
anymore.
I'm done. You know, I'm done. You can hang up on him once you're done.
Let's do that. Down. This fool's an idiot.
Shane, you there?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. So listen, obviously, he's cheating. Do you know who this Ellie girl is?
It has to be the girl that was at the restaurant.
Do you want us to get the hoodie back?
No, I'm done. Okay. We're done. I'm good. I'm done.
I've got some counseling services, girl. Or, you know, we can just go out for some mimosas.
And we can go get some new hoodies, girl. I mean, Beyonce's already been in town, but she still has merch online.
Mary?
Yeah.
We'll hang out at McFadden's Friday night, okay? All the drinks on me. You can wear a hoodie. You could wear booty shorts for all I care. I mean, that's preferred, actually.
What?
But we'll hang out Friday. We'll hang out with a good group of people. We'll introduce you to some new folks that don't play lacrosse, by the way. Do you have a preferred sport?
How about just no athletes in general?
There we go.
How about local rappers? Do you want to date a local rapper?
No, I don't recommend it.
What?
You don't? Why not?
Mary, do you want to date a local rapper? I know a few.
I think I'd like to just stick with, like,
women
from now, right?
Yeah. All right. How about she just dates herself?
Well, you plus one, bring yourself to McFadden's this Friday night, okay? We'll hang out.
Okay.
You know what they say.
What?
Tacos before vatos. How about we just do lunch?
There we go.
Go out with the morning mess, tacos, and just hang out?
Yeah.
It is hoodie weather. All right, honey, we're going to get your number.
Oh, my God.
What?
You know what?
It's freaking raining. What are you talking about? It's hoodie weather. Right, Natasha?
Do something with yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.